Welcome to the Playful Creative, a place to explore how playfulness, art, curiosity, and creativity enrich the human experience. I'm your host, Sarah Moyle, a visual storyteller and creative catalyst. I'm endlessly curious about the ways people bring creativity, experimentation, art, and play into different areas of their lives. So listen in to learn from play experts, artists, musicians, scientists, and so many more interesting people. This week on The Playful Creative, we welcome Dr. Steve Ralph, founder of the Epic Impact Society, an education and arts-based nonprofit organization that produces the annual Creativity and Social Innovation Conference, Epic International Summit. The summit has been recognized as one of the top 15 most innovative meetings in North America and has featured leaders from organizations such as Disney, NASA Jet Propulsion Lab, Lionsgate, and numerous award-winning actors, entrepreneurs, and educators. Dr. Ralph is also the founder and CEO of Open Ingenuity, a practice that focuses on designing and delivering customized workshops and retreats for organizations. Through Open Ingenuity projects, Dr. Ralph applies his experience in fostering ingenuity within individuals and teams, building innovative organizational cultures, and utilizing the creative problem-solving process. He is a Strategic Play Certified Trainer and Facilitator in LEGO Serious Play Methods and a Certified Facilitator in the Foresight Thinking Assessment. Steve also serves as a faculty member with Pepperdine University's Business School, where he teaches courses in creativity and innovation, leadership, organizational behavior, and team dynamics. His research and interests are centered in creativity and innovation, with special focus in personal disruption, leadership development, and the impact of exponential technology. Today, we'll talk about the upcoming Epic International Summit and the importance of pause and disruption for creativity and innovation. So no matter who you are, where you're from, or how you like to be creative or playful, we're glad you're here with us today on The Playful Creative. Welcome, Steve. I'm so happy to have you here on The Playful Creative.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. You're such a cool person. You always have the best energy. So I'm delighted to have you here as a guest today.
Oh, thank you. So appreciate it. Excited that you're doing this.
And I've got to say, your very first flagship version of Epic was, I think, the very best conference I've ever been to.
Oh, wow. Awesome. So cool to hear. Yeah, it was quite the Epic event, I guess you could say. It was just a wonderful launch to the summits. So
you picked the right acronym, I think.
Yeah.
It was Epic.
Yeah. And there's different layers to the acronym. So yeah, it was a interesting journey, right? To the, how that's evolved, and excited to dive into that with you. So,
yeah. So let's start by just talking about why or how it came to be.
Yeah. So the idea it was sparked when I was in my doctoral studies, and you know, my doctorate's in organizational leadership, and all my research is in the area of creativity and innovation. And I was attending various creativity conferences, even conferences outside of creativity in more different areas, different domains. And one thing that just really kind of was on my mind that I was thinking, it would be so wonderful to be part of launching something, an event that has a creative leadership focus that added the element of unplugging in a retreat type setting with a cross-pollinization of leaders from different industries. So it was kind of there. And, you know, a lot of my research area was around how technology or information overload really impacts creativity. And how, you know, being outside and being in nature can actually enhance our creative thinking. And so all that was kind of there, and had a wonderful team of colleagues that talked with about this, and we joined together and just launched our first Epic International Summit. And it was just such a surreal moment just to see how it evolved, and just the type of people that were attracted to it. So that's kind of where it started. So.
Uh-huh. And that was in 2019.
Correct.
Yeah.
In Ojai, California, which is a little between Ventura and Santa Barbara, so.
And it was such a unique experience because it was a small group of people, and I think you intentionally kept it that way, right? And we were given little sleeping bags to put our phones to bed every day.
Cell phone
And
sleeping bags, absolutely.
yeah. And I was blown away by the variety of people that were there. Everything from there were people from the Jet Propulsion Lab at NASA. You had a Disney Imagineer. You had all kinds of really interesting, different, cool people. And I just thought it was a really nice way to showcase cr creativity in its many forms. And you also brought tons of art in as well, like through the performances that were done through music and dance. Yeah, just very, very unique experience.
Thank you. Yeah, no, it's one of those things where, to your point, we intentionally, our production team intentionally wanted to have this more of an intimate summit. And I've been to so many different conferences where there's hundreds and thousands of people, and it's a lot of them are great, but for what we wanted to do with creating a community, it was really nice to have that more intimate setting. And that cross-pollinization dynamic that you mentioned, it was interesting that it was at one of the lunches at the summit where I stood up and I looked around, and I had this surreal moment where I saw a university dean with an actor and a NASA engineer. And I thought, how many times do you get that in a conference experience? Not often, right? And the feedback about the unplugged element was very fascinating for me because it was somewhat of an experiment. When people, when you register, you have questions you ask. And so I threw one in there and I said, would you be willing to take the disconnect pledge? No devices for 3 days. And I thought maybe 40, 50% would do that. But I was surprised when 100% of people that registered wanted to take the disconnect pledge. So then I went to the workshop leaders and I said, hey, here's who's coming. Would you be willing to unplug for your workshops? And most everybody was totally on board, and actually eventually everybody was. And that was one of the things that we received as far as feedback after the summit, was that was one of the highlights, because people were more present with each other. They weren't distracted by their phones. They were able to absorb the learning and the workshops and the keynotes. And we even have it, we had, if you remember, we had a tech zone. So if you had your devices, you can go there, like a smoker zone.
Get your
And
fix.
exactly. And it worked really well. And I think that that's, something that's really stuck with me about the experience is bringing people together from different industries. But that unplugged element, I think, is really important because we're not an anti-technology summit at all. It's more because there's amazing benefits with technology, but it's more of a space for 3 days for you to reflect on your relationship with technology, right? Are you managing your devices or are they managing you, right? We have all these smartphones and smart clothing, smart homes, and it's really like looking at, where are the smart users essentially? Like, how are we, how, what's our relationship like with technology, and how does that impact everything we do? So.
Yeah, a lot of it is automatic without thinking of or having purpose or intention behind our use, right?
Absolutely.
So it's like it's a habit, and we just ha have a moment of boredom and we tap in.
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. And then you got off to a great start, and then COVID
Like all of us, right?
happened.
We had
And
that.
we were all hoping, we kept pushing it back, and we're all hoping, we're like, okay, this can't last that long. We'll be
We're
let's
like,
just
let's
push it out.
postpone it for a
Push
couple
it
months.
3 months out. It'll be fine.
And then
No.
another 3 months and another. Yeah, that was quite a journey to navigate. Well, because our second one was, we were 2 weeks away in March 2020.
Yeah, it was right before.
And everything, as you can imagine, at that point, everything's lined up. And then that happened. So it was an interesting, journey. We postponed it, and eventually had a virtual version of the summit in 21. And that was a, you know, for me, that was looking at this whole unplugged element, right? Like, what do we do? You know, and we were able to incorporate moments within the virtual setting to unplug, and there was a prompt to what you might want to do in that time to really reflect. So yeah, that was quite the interesting experience. But glad we're back in person this year. So
Oh, I've been looking forward to it all for months and months and months. I'm so excited.
yeah.
So when we first met, you, I don't remember if you had recently done your dissert, it was your dissertation
Yeah, it
on
was
pause.
right. Yeah, it was right after that. Yeah.
So your dissertation was on pause.
It was actually exploring the relationship between creativity training and the practice of pause for leaders. And kind of the backdrop is this world of information overload. And it was a qualitative study. And so I was really looking at, I interviewed creativity experts in North America, really looking at, one, do they even have a pause practice? If so, what are some of the common characteristics? And if they, incorporate that in their work. And so, yeah, that's where we met. It was at the UN conference, I
Was
believe.
fresh. Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
so.
And so what do you mean by pause?
Yeah, so pause, I mean, there's a lot, well, it's really stepping away from the daily grind. There's an author that has an amazing book on this area. His name is Kevin Cashman, called The Pause Principle. So he does a lot of great work with this. When I'm looking at creative thinking, it's really looking at what is it that you do where you can step away, so you can be kind of in that more creative space. With that, it's I found that a lot of times people have these areas where they pause and they don't realize like the significance of it and how that affects their creative thinking. So I've been really just encouraged and talking with people about that. With, for example, unplugging is a great pause practice. And what do you do when you unplug? Some people go out in nature, some people exercise, some people meditate, some people, do art. So there's different expressions of that, and I think it's important, especially as we move forward in this tech-saturated world, that people identify what it is so that they can manage, right? And
And
know.
protect it.
Yeah, and protect
Yeah,
it, and
yeah.
also know how to get in that creative zone, because it's I think it's going to be important. We can't go forever. We need to have
Yeah.
moments where we need to find what serves us best to step away. And so yeah.
It's the reason that a lot of times you'll have an idea while you're taking a shower or right
Yeah.
when you're trying to fall asleep, right?
Yep. Yeah, no,
You
it's
finally have a quiet moment.
that quiet moment. It's so hard to find those quiet moments these days. It's we're plugged in nonstop. We have devices all around, and I think it's just going to be really important, especially as leaders who ha that have like constant things coming at them, decisions to make. Anybody that has a high pressure job. Really just to find what is it that they can do to step away, especially because we're having to face new challenges in the world, and there's so much stress, globally. And that's one of the things in looking at, creative thinking, the more in information overload, when we have so much information coming at us now, it's so easy for us to go leave the neocortex area, go to the brainstem where we're in a fight, flight, and freeze reactions, and we're not able to have that creative thinking engaged to the fullest amount. So really finding out how do we get to that space so that we're not constantly in the reaction mode.
You kind of need that time to sort through things. And I've heard it creativity defined as or innovation defined as taking the old ideas and combining them with new ones to make something innovative and new. And so you need that quiet time for your brain to remember what else it already knows and pair it with new ideas.
That letting that there's letting ideas incubate, right? Or the associating skills of linking the previously unlinked, having that space. There's interesting articles out there about that related to having that time where you're, before we had our cell phones attached to us, we were able to let our minds wander. And now it's like, what do? We pick
You
up our
just
cell
pull it
phone, we
out.
scroll and whatever. And so just being aware of our own usage of technology is the first step, right? And that's kind of connected to Epic, right? Is to give that space to go, am I managing my devices or are they managing me? Because the more that we can have those moments of reflection, I think we can be more intentional of how we use our time and our use of our devices.
And then I notice it makes a big difference for me. I spend a lot of time working solo on illustrations or designing something. And I get stuck sometimes. And I'm just like, why can't I make progress on this? Like, I know what I need to do, but I just have a mental block. And so I try to be aware of that and listen to that and be like, nope, that means I need to step away, take a walk around the block, do something else, and then come back.
No, that's great that, especially going outside, movement, nature, walking, that's like so key. And there's a lot of studies on that. And so
So that's your background, but now I know you're really excited about disruption.
So I connected to this, the way our world's going with information technology overload. It's been an area where I've been just, chewing on and really, talking, especially, to students and that I teach and so on. Just what is this concept of a disruptive leader, right? A lot of times when we think of that, a disruptive leader, we think of, people in tech, right? Making big waves in tech, which is totally appropriate, right? But just looking ahead, right? Looking at the future as we move forward in this very tech-saturated world and automation and AI and it's just more of a question looking at, will the disruptive leader in a future be somebody that shows more the human side, the human effect? More of a question, right? Like, because if you think of the concept of disruption, that means essentially breaking away from the flow, right? Breaking away from the flow of things. So if the flow is everything more towards automation and, AI, is more of a question, right? Is a disruptive leader of the future going to be somebody that shows the human effect, the human side of things? Simple things like writing a handwritten letter. What a concept, right? It's like certain things like that, or having more the face-to-face encounters. So it's more of a question I'm really chewing on, because I think that we have to look at, with this exponential growth of technology, we have to look at where's this leading in different industries and how we interact with each other. Again, amazing, wonderful technology has wonderful benefits, but also looking at how's this going to impact my career? How's this going to impact my interactions with other people? And especially for leaders, your leadership style, right? So I think this area of disruption has been my observation. It's been really connected so much with technology appropriately, right? But as we move forward in the future, what is that going to look like?
I think people are hungry for that, very hungry for that, in my experience. And also, I've seen it firsthand in the illustrative work that I do, especially graphic recording, where I'm taking notes live, analog, with my hands, with markers. And it stands out from, so differently because it's something organic, handmade, analog. And it's such a contrast to almost everything else we see, which is polished digital graphics, slides. Even though it's not something that's new, it's something that's very old. It seems new because you don't see it as often as digital stuff.
And it's interesting, right? You wonder, like, and that's, I guess that's where I've been kind of sitting with is, is the pendulum going to swing the other way in a lot of respects? There's hotels, for example, that have disconnect packages now. And you look at that and I just think that, are we going to see more of that in different industries where people are like, okay, we need that space. So, yeah, it'll be interesting.
And then as far as leaders go, I know some of the most successful or beloved ones, let's say the beloved ones, are those that are willing to share more of themselves with their people and be vulnerable, be open, be honest and authentic. You hear authentic leadership a lot now, and I think that that's something I try to role model. And I wish I saw role modeled more by the people above me.
No, well, and I think that that's going to be so important when we think of creativity, for example. Like, when you have a leader that's able to do that, it sets a tone, right? It sets a tone, and it's, that, and obviously a few other dynamics, but the more you can have psychological safety, where you trust the leadership, the leader's open and vulnerable, the more that helps build the psychological safety and trust. And the more they have trust in the organization, the more people are willing to risk take and share their ideas, which helps the culture of innovation thrive, right? And so it really, leaders have such a pivotal role in an organization's culture. And so, yeah, I think it starts with self-awareness, and that's one of the things when in teaching courses on creativity, it's like I have an inside out approach in how I designed the course. You can't lead others into creativity and innovation unless you can lead yourself first. So that takes some time to really think through, like, how you show up in the world, if you're a teacher in the classroom or organization as in your role. And so that self-awareness piece is the first step.
Yeah, that's great. What can you tell us about this year's Epic? And
Ooh.
why should people sign up?
Oh, okay. Well, lots of reasons why. EPIC's an acronym. It stands for Experiential Learning, Pause, Ingenuity, and Community Engagement. And so all those four elements take place. EPIC has a very dynamic program. So it's not a conference where you're just going to hear a lot of talking heads. So we have everything from, we have a lot of experiential workshops that cover kind of three areas: education, business, and personal growth. And you kind of design your own track. And we have four themed panels. We have a creatives panel, social entrepreneurship, and we have education. So we have four different panels and keynotes. And we also have this element called Epic Conversations. And so that's where these are exclusive interviews with very fascinating people and a Q&A with the audience. So the program is great. We have lunchtime exchanges and so on. And the quality of speakers. So again, keeping with the theme of cross-pollinization, we have some very fascinating people from entertainment. We have people, in the business sector, educators, researchers. So you definitely get that element there. We're also have our finale is our Epic Innovation Awards Night. We're gonna have just we're honoring change makers in the world, individuals and organizations, and we mix that in with some fascinating entertainment and arts. So a lot going on in those 3 days. And one of the best parts is, you know, we talked earlier about, you know, an unplugged experience. So we're having that in a retreat setting, and the location is beautiful. It's at the Music Academy of the West. It's a 3-minute walk to the beach in Santa Barbara. So it's definitely an inspiring environment. So.
Yes. A opportunity for growth, connection, and will feel like a vacation too.
Yeah. And we interweave these moments to pause, right?
Yep.
So it's not overprogrammed. And we have what we call experiential stations. So these are different spots around the property where you're given a prompt to reflect into. And so there's, you know, we look, you know, we talk about, you know, essentially with Epic, we talk about disrupting the status quo, discovering your creative potential, and disconnecting from your devices for reflection, right? Those are kind of our 3Ds. And we really try to do that when we design the program too, right? Disrupting a typical conference experience. So that's one of the things as well. And our theme this year is uncharted possibilities. So it's all looking about like what possibilities are out there that are unknown, right? When we gather together and we learn from people from different industries, mm-hmm. because so many, it's the fresh perspectives. You know, we you know, when you go to conference experiences, a lot of times it's the marketing conference, the IT conference, and this is one where you're going to learn from people from all different domains. So
yeah, and meet more cool people to have on my podcast.
Yeah, you bet. Yes.
That's one of the things I did when I started planning this out. I was like, ooh, who did I meet at Epic?
Yes.
That would be cool.
And I think one of the things I love is just the culture of the summit is the type of people, like you mentioned, but it's not one of those conferences where you see somebody on the stage and you never see them again. You can have lunch with them and meals with them. And it's more of an intimate gathering. So.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I got to chat with Dermot Mulroney last time.
Yeah, awesome.
Like, this is cool.
Yeah.
just a little name dropping for you.
A little name dropping there.
So, yeah, come join us. It's going to be awesome. I'm teaching a little workshop too.
Yeah, I'm excited for your workshop.
Yeah. We're gonna play.
Yes.
We're gonna play and learn some play exercises that you can use for team building or ice breaking or any workshops that you might have or just for fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. That's incorporating play and team experiences is so critical. Helps build that trust, right?
It does. And a lot of them, you can learn a lot during the session too. It's not just for play. It's like I interviewed Jackie recently, Jackie
yeah.
Owen Smith.
Yeah.
She always says, have hard fun.
I love that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So one more question for you, Steve.
Yes.
You
absolutely.
Have a challenge for our listeners to either be disruptive or make sure they're taking time to pause.
Yeah. So I would say, well, definitely I have two challenges if that can be
okay. Extra credit.
So the disrupt challenge would be find something you do and just regularly and try to change it up, right? Michael Michalko has a great exercise called the Dukes of Habits.
Uh-huh.
And it's basically, you know, you find something you do by habit and try to change it up. It could be how the route you take to work or the type of music you listen to. So that would be one suggestion, because when you have these new experiences, actually can open up new insights, new neural pathways. And so that's one for disruption. The pause would be try to unplug for 24 hours. What is that going to do, right? See what happens. So
no phone, no computer, no TV.
Yep. No devices.
No devices at all.
No, just try that. There's actually National Day of Unplugging
Oh,
that I believe is coming up soon if it hasn't happened already. But that there's moments like that where people are trying to encourage that. So I guess that would be my challenge, is find a day that's on the weekend or something where you can just step away from your devices, and what would you do, right? And think of how you're, you know, you're reflecting your relationship with technology and what matters to you. And yeah, I think those are two good entry level challenges there, one for disruption, one for unplugging, and hopefully some positive outcomes happen. So.
Awesome. Thanks.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see you at Epic.
I know. Soon.
Soon.
Almost there.
Yeah. All right. Thanks everyone for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, please share it with others so we can spread more of the goodness around. And I also welcome ideas for who you want to hear from next. So, all right, until next time.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
For having me. Bye.